right, once again, we are excited to have Sister Priscilla Jackson, who's going to be sharing her testimony with us this morning. We know that she has been coming to church for quite a while now with Sister Merrily, and she was actually baptized in the name of Jesus during the quarantine period here in the last month and a half or so. She may talk about that this morning, and she shared with us that she's gone through some challenges, but she's standing. She's still standing, and she is here testifying about it, and we are going to go ahead and turn it over to her now. Sister Priscilla, go right ahead.
Hello. Okay, I'd just like to first and foremost thank everyone for welcoming me into Truth Church. And for those of you that may not know me, I'm fairly new to the church. I've been here a little while, and I was baptized in the name of Jesus on April 14th of this year. I have been in church approximately 15 years prior to arriving at Truth Church. However, I always felt like something was missing. I always, in my spiritual walk, even after service at the other church, I would still sometimes, quite a few times actually, feel that something was missing and I felt empty. After several invites, I had accepted and came to Truth Church with Merrily to visit. I enjoyed the atmosphere. Everyone was so friendly, warm, and inviting. It was a welcome breath of fresh spiritual air, which I really needed during this time in my life. And now I'm going to reference a few scriptures, and it's going to be in reference to Job chapter 1, 7, 8, and 9. And it just speaks about basically like Satan was just basically prowling the earth. And then, and the Lord said unto Satan on 8, he says, "Hast thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in earth, a perfect and upright man, one that is that feareth God and that esqueeth evil." And then and it talks about, you know, how if you're put to the fire, at some point you will curse God. And it speaks about this as well. And unfortunately, fortunate in the story, Job was a man of great integrity. Unfortunate, you know, he was made available to go through things. And I say that to say that in sometimes in our spiritual walks, there are things that we go through. And we may be doing everything correct and thinking that everything is perfect, quote, as us trying to live up to the standards of Christ. And unfortunately, things still infringe on our lives. And here it has the just a few things that I, when I was reading, I notated that Job had gone through. He'd gone through quite a bit. I'm sure several of you have already known the story, but maybe for those of you who do not, he had suffered boils, loss of his children, loss of his livestock, loss of his home. He was a praying man. And, you know, he would often, you know, pray to God and offer offerings for his children so that they may be covered as well. And unfortunate, no matter how great of a man with his integrity, he still was put through the fire. And unfortunately, there were many issues that he had to deal with. And it came to pass that eventually his friends began to question him, and his family, his wife, you know, began to tell him, why not just curse God and die and let's remain with our integrity? And those were the total wrong words that, you know, a family member or a friend could ever, you know, instill upon you in your time of need. But Job, just as the man he was, he fell upon the ground and worshiped the Lord. And the Lord, and in Job 1:21, the Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it came to a point that Job had to disregard everyone and turn blinders on to everyone around him so that he could continue on his path and serving the Lord. And but it, not before it came to the point that he cursed his life. And basically, it's like us. Sometimes we get to a point and we ask God, why? Oh, why am I going through this? Why? What have I done? And in my experience, I came to that point about 6 months ago. And actually, I'm sorry, maybe about 8 months ago. And I had gone through some things, and I came to a point in my life where I was like, literally, I have never, never, never felt this way, that I just wanted to be removed, and I no longer wanted to exist. And I had suffered some great turmoil, very great, and it hurt me to my core, to my spiritual core, my spiritual soul, everything in me, everything I thought I was in church, it killed me. And it was devastating. And I thank God he put a few friends in my life to pick me back up and to move forward. Unfortunately, at that time, I did not have anybody I could call upon except Christ Jesus. And I cried and cried and cried. Could not eat, could not sleep, and it just was that devastating, that shocking, that I could ever have gone through something so disappointing. And I say that to say, no matter what you go through, no matter how things are, no matter how much they may be hurting you, there's always a way out. And never let anyone, whether it's family members, church members, friends, people you may meet, speak ill will upon your life. And if they do, you have to leave and run the opposite way. Because what I'd gone through could have easily taken my life, easily, with no problem, and removed me. And, excuse me, unfortunately, I wouldn't be here to be speaking to everyone and letting them know what I've gone through, what I've been through. And I just hope and pray that everyone here, this has been a blessing. I just thank you for everything, and thank everybody for being there in my time of need. Even if I was at church and I just have somebody come up and say hello at this time when I needed you most, is what I thank God that everybody was there, whether just to walk up and shake my hand, didn't know who I was, but just shake my hand and say hello and just say thank you for coming back. That meant the world to me. And I'm so grateful that everybody here has been a true blessing. And Pastor and Pest and his wife, thank you so much. I know everything trickles downhill, and the people in this church wouldn't be as loving, as caring, as devoted to converts if it hadn't been for Pastor and his wife. And thank you.
Sister Priscilla, that was powerful this morning. That was so good. The things that you shared, I've been making notes and I don't even know where to start. Boy, this was something else. Let me just say this. At the beginning of Sister Priscilla's testimony, she made a few statements and I wrote this down. I always felt like something was missing. And I know that many of us have felt that way when we first came into the church. And then she said something else. I enjoyed the atmosphere. When I got into the house of God, I didn't know what was happening, but I enjoyed the atmosphere. Thank God we have a church full of people that know how to create the right atmosphere for when someone like Sister Priscilla comes in, they're going to be able to feel this and absorb this and know that this is real, powerful. Now, Sister Priscilla spoke about some heavy and profound things when she spoke about Job and the question that many of us ask, why, Lord? Why, Lord? I'm suffering all these horrible, terrible things. Why, Lord? But thank God for giving us hope and salvation in the time of need. And once again, thank you, Sister Priscilla, for opening up with your personal experience. I know that it's going to help someone else, but before we finish up, I just need to say this. At the very end, you heard Sister Priscilla say it. She appreciated it when people just came up. We didn't know who she was, but when people just came and shook her hand and gave her a small word, it could have been just any little word, it meant so much. Church, sometimes we think, oh, why am I going to take the time and just give this little, it's not going to mean anything. Well, you heard it right out of Sister Priscilla's mouth. It is something that is powerful when we can go to someone and just share something. And Sister, I'm reading a text message that Sister Cindy just sent. You never know what someone is going through, and that's why it's so important to share that little word of faith. It could be the turning point in someone's life. Boy, I am feeling the Holy Ghost anointing this morning. Church, why don't we just thank God for Sister Priscilla, what God has done in Sister Priscilla's life, because now Sister Priscilla is going to be able to share this with someone else who is going to help, who's going through a serious time of need. It's going to help them. Let's pray and thank God for what he's done for her right now. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Sister Priscilla Jackson. We thank you, Lord God, for showing her your light of hope and salvation in her dark time of need. Now we're going to ask you, Lord, that she would be able to let her light shine as she has done this morning, and it's going to help somebody else, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Well, church, with that said, why don't we all be thinking, praying, and meditating upon this great thought and message that Sister Priscilla has given us this morning. Let's be thinking about it throughout the day, and let's return to this same conference call tonight at 7:15 p.m. where we will have our Spanish testimony and devotion, which will be translated. We look forward to having everyone there tonight. Praise God, and amen to everybody.